strangest sensation, something that went beyond simple sexual pleasure. It felt as if something inside her, something special inside her, were slowly working its way through my organ into me. With her eyes closed, and her chin lifted slightly, Cretatano rocked quietly back and forth as if she were dreaming. I could see her chest rising and falling with each breath beneath the dress. A few hairs had come loose and hung over her forehead. I imagined myself floating alone in the middle of a vast sea. I closed my eyes and listened, expecting to hear the sound of little waves hitting my face. My body was bathed in lukewarm ocean water. I sensed the gradual flow of the tide. It was carrying me away. I decided to do as Cretacano had said and not think about anything. I closed my eyes, let the strength go out of my limbs, and gave myself up to the current. All of a sudden, I noticed that the room had gone dark. I tried to look around, but I could hardly see a thing. The wall lamps had all been extinguished. There was only the faint silhouette of Cretacano's blue dress rocking on top of me.
"Just forget," she said.
But it was not Cretacano's voice.
"Forget about everything. You're asleep. You're dreaming. You're lying in nice, warm mud. We all come out of the warm mud, and we all go back to it."
It was the voice of the woman on the telephone. The mysterious woman on the phone had now mounted me and was joining her body with mine. She, too, wore Kumiko's dress. She and Cretacano had traded places without my being aware of it. I tried to speak. I did not know what I hoped to say, but I at least tried to speak. I was too confused, though, and my voice would not work. All I could expel from my mouth was a hot blast of air. I opened my eyes wide and tried to see the face of the woman mounted on top of me, but the room was too dark. The woman said nothing more. Instead, she began to move her hips in an even more erotic way. Her soft flesh, itself almost an independent organism, enveloped my erection with a gentle pulling motion. From behind her, I heard, or thought I heard, the sound of a knob turning. A white flash went through the darkness. The ice bucket on the table might have shone momentarily in the light from the corridor, or the flash might have been the glint of a sharp blade. But I couldn't think anymore. There was only one thing I could do. I came. I washed myself off in the shower and laundered my semen-stained underwear by hand. Terrific, I thought. Why did I have to be having wet dreams at such a difficult time in my life? Once again I put on fresh clothing, and once again I sat on the veranda looking at the garden. Splashes of sunlight danced on everything, filtered through thick green leaves. Several days of rain had promoted a powerful growth of bright green weeds here and there, giving the garden a subtle shading of ruin and stagnation. Cretacano again. Two wet dreams in a short interval, and both times it had been Cretacano. Never once had I thought of sleeping with her. The desire had not even entered my mind. And yet both times I'd been in that room, joining my body with hers. What could possibly be the reason for this? And who was that telephone woman who had taken her place? She knew me, and I supposedly knew her. I went through the various sexual partners I had had in my life, but none of them could be the telephone woman. Still, there was something about her that seemed familiar. And that was what annoyed me. Some kind of memory was trying to force its way out. I could feel it in there, bumping around. All I needed was a little hint. If I pulled that one tiny thread, then everything would unravel. The mystery was waiting for me to solve it, but the one slim thread was something I couldn't find. I gave up trying to think. Forget everything. You're asleep. You're dreaming. You're lying in nice, warm mud. We all come out of the warm mud, and we all go back to it. 6 o'clock came, and still no phone call. Only May Kasahara showed up. All she wanted, she said, was a sip of beer. I took a cold can from the refrigerator and split it with her.